Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her.
I wouldn't say that the American people disregarded this. They just had a different view as to what was in their interest economically and the rest. So I don't call this a disregard of January 6th. I just call it something that they saw in their interest economically.
You know, it's kind of interesting, okay? Nancy Pelosi, a former speaker, was interviewed by Margaret Brennan on Sunday in anticipation of yesterday being January 6th and the certification of the election, which all went off without a hitch the way it's supposed to. Her take on Trump supporters is interesting because, on the one hand, I think she's partially right that what she's saying is Trump supporters, they understand January 6th. They know what happened on January 6th, but they decided to vote for money anyway or something like that. You know, they decided what was in their best economic interest, and they think Trump is going to do a better job with the economy, inflation, gas prices, all of that. That's a little too thin to me. There's some truth in that people who voted for Trump, you know, put everything into the bag and didn't consider January 6th a disqualifier and voted for him for all kinds of reasons. But I think maybe she doesn't realize that there are a lot of people who believe that January 6th was the fault of the rioters, not the fault of the former and future president. And I mean, you know, she may not be able to cognitively grasp that. Because I think a lot of people on the left can't grasp that, that there are people like me who I have criticism for what Trump failed to do during the insurrection slash riot slash protest slash march, because it was a lot of these things. It was all of these things. I don't think that it was caused by him at the Oval, you know, the Ellipse, sorry. I don't think he made the thing happen. Did he do well? No, terribly. Could he have done better? Yes, absolutely. Is he to blame for it? I don't think so. Well, he stoked the allegations about election fraud. Okay, that slice of it I give him some blame for. What did he believe? What did he know? All of that. But she seems to be of the opinion that everybody knows Trump did it and they still voted for him in order to get money. I think there's a lot of people that don't quite view it that way. I'm not sure she grasps that.
But I mean, even just last night at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump was screening a documentary about the 2020 election, claiming his win and trying to talk about the legal challenges he had. There seems to be a continued effort to claim that he won in 2020.
It's really sad. It really is sad. And I don't know about the film that he had and the rest, but it's almost sick that he would be thinking that in 2020. He's won the election now. Mm-hmm. That will be clear. That will be clear. And tomorrow he will be clearly, we will be accepting the results of the Electoral College. So he should be triumphant about that. But to be still trying to fight a fight that he knows he lost, it's really sad.
The one part of that I really very much agree with is that he should be triumphant. And since, you know, you can only be president twice, there, you know, you can, I mean, this is the one he gets. And even if you believe that he won or that there's open questions, and I think I have open questions, but, you know, I don't dispute that Biden was the president or even that he won the election. Still questions about election integrity from that and the way policies and procedures were not followed. A lot of questions. And things were never really settled in court. They were ignored by courts a lot of times. Anyway, that's my own view, okay? But I agree with her about the be triumphant part, about the celebrate part, and that there is... I just think Trump doesn't let things go. That can be good and bad. In this case, I think it's probably a problem. Now, what I thought was very interesting is what happened next. That's the part of the comments that have gotten a lot of attention. It's what happened after that that was more fascinating to me. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. We'll come back to Nancy in just a second.
Still dealing with that accident that happened at Highway 29 in Archer Road. Now it's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some congestion delays if you're headed southbound. Other than that, I-10 is looking good. I-110 is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John, you're gonna chortle just a little bit. You ready?
What is chortle?
Chortle is to laugh in a kind of awkward, abrupt manner at something that catches you by surprise.
Look at this beautiful Capitol, the dome built by Lincoln. Under Lincoln's leadership during the Civil War, they said, don't build the dome. It takes too much steel and manpower, they said, from the war effort. And he said, no, I have to show the resilience of America.
Oh, jeez.
Too much person power. Now, granted. What they said back then was manpower because they were too dumb and unenlightened to know that you should say something more gender neutral like person power. And that, by the way, that's what I always tell you. I usually don't lead with the big one. I kind of build to it.
Right.
This got better and worse in both directions. You ready? Okay, this is amazing.
If you're a mom and they go after you as a mom, and your child comes home crying from school because somebody said a negative thing because they saw it on TV, mm-hmm. that the other side said something bad about you, you might not run for office.
And of course, what she's getting at there is the harsh political environment of today where people are criticized and, you know, where people don't want to endure the criticism and the unfair attacks and the lies and all the stuff that goes with being in political office. And particularly thinking about that from the perspective of a mom whose kid comes home from school. Okay, that's just setup. That's setup.
I figured.
here we go. You ready?
Do you think it will discourage particularly women from running?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I know that it has, but I hope that it will not, that we will have shine a bright light on this and just say, this is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. This is unacceptable.
Well, I mean, politics is, you know, substitute for warfare, so what's acceptable or not, I mean, maybe a little bit more complex than that. But generally speaking, yes, I'm a fan of civility and honesty and truth and, you know, fairness and grace even in politics. But okay, here we go. I'm just getting you ready. Here you go.
See, for women, women are known to be more, shall we say, ethical than men. And so when they go after women candidates, they go after their ethics, mm-hmm. and they'll say this, that, and the other thing. And then the child comes home from school crying because somebody said a bad thing about mom, mm-hmm. on TV. And nobody wants that.
You ever see the movie Fish Called Wanda with John Cleese and Kevin Kline,
yes.
and Jamie Lee Curtis? And what was the question that Kevin Kline's character, Otto, always asked? Wait, what was the middle one?
Women are known to be more, shall we say, ethical than men.
And just in passing, like, oh, and the fact, obviously. Now, that's sexist. Period. Right? It's sexist. Oh, and she's going to say it again. I just want you to, this is not like just in passing. She says it again. That's sexism.
Hopefully, the bright light shining on that will reduce that. But I think that women have proven that they are more ethical and that they are, well, maybe they're not more ethical, they're all ethical, but that they can them withstand that criticism.
I don't know what that last part even
has
was.
Has she looked
exactly.
in the mirror recently? I mean, let's just point
issues.
Out Captain Obvious.
There's some issues. Okay.
Yeah.
It's sexist to say that women are more ethical. But can I throw her a bone, so to speak? I don't care whether an expression is sexist. And you shouldn't either. You see, say, men are better problem solvers than women. Oh, you're going down in flames, right? You say men are better at math and science than women. You're going down. Okay. They're sexist expressions. That doesn't mean they're false. The question should never be, is it sexist? The question should be, even though that is clearly bright line, easily identified, full stop, period, sexism to say that women are known to be more ethical than men. But don't give in to that politically correct, woke kind of thinking. Don't care whether it's sexist. If you believe that men and women are different, and you should, there may be a whole range of things at which women are better than men and men are better than women. Even if you don't say it's all, say that it's mostly. So if you believe that the sexes are different, sexist expressions are likely to be true. Don't care whether they're sexist. Don't care whether she's saying a sexist thing. Ask the question, is it true? What are your criteria? What makes you say women are more ethical than men? What are the standards by which we would judge that? What are the standards by which we would say men are stronger or faster or do better at multitasking or compartmentalizing, or that women do better at these things, or that women are better at socializing, or that men are better at socializing, or that men are better at forgetting and moving on, or that, you know, pick it. Women are better at empathy. Men are better at math and science. I don't care what the expression is. And I don't care that they're sexist expressions. I mean, sexism doesn't have to always be like this disqualifying feature. If you're making a distinction based on sex, by definition, that's a sexist expression. It doesn't mean it's false. And that doesn't mean that the person who says it should be flayed for saying it. Now, I taught ethics for 10 years. I don't know what she means by saying women are more ethical than men. I'd be open to the conversation. So it's kind of a funny one where at first it seems like she's saying this horrendously atrocious, how dare you? No. Never care about that. Care about the underlying truth. Care about the facts, the evidence, the claim. What does it mean? Can you verify it? That's what matters. And again, especially if, and I assume many of you do, and perhaps many of you don't, you can disagree with me, 437-1620. If you start from the premise that men and women are different, and you say something that distinguishes between men and women, identifying a difference between them, adur! That's what it should be. Now, it's interesting because on race, it's actually a little different because we don't start from the premise that the races are different, you know? And so racist things are immediately suspect, precisely because there's no human distinction among race except for what might be some fairly mild things like, you know, obviously skin color or something like that, which is obvious. So anyway, just, you know, watch your own reactions to things, because I think it's very easy for somebody to hear that and think, oh, okay, you know, back off thing, regroup, come back. And yes, it's a weird one.
Women are known to be more, shall we say, ethical than men.
But I always want you to think. That's the key. Hey, oh my God, all these texts. I'll have to read them in the break. We'll come back. 824 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All you have to do is follow three simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Somebody says Margaret Brennan should have asked Nancy if she's able to define the term woman. Ouch. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking at I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to hamper your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get your import serviced, your BMW, your Lexus, your Porsche, your Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, you might think you go to the dealership for that, and I understand, but you might think you have to, and you don't. And you might be able to save gas, time, depending on where it's located, money, okay? Go to Bobby Likas here on Davis Highway or Highway 29. They service those cars all the time. There's actually a federal law that protects you against a dealership making you try to go to them because, you know, that was something they used to do back in the day. And then it's like 20 or 30 years ago they passed this law. You can go anywhere to get your service done. Your domestic car, sure. You know, your Ford, your Chevy, your GM, your Dodge, whatever, you can get those serviced at Bobby Likas. Your diesel engines, seems like a little bit of a specialty item, but they work on those gas engines. Sure, they work on all of that. And their philosophy is they want you to go to them a little bit more frequently for the routine stuff, the preventative stuff, the like every so many thousand miles. And what you do with that is that you get a mechanic to, you know, touch your car, fiddle with your car, listen to your car, do all the basic things that they might see something coming or hear something coming that you don't yet notice. And then you can avoid it. That's called preventative maintenance. And the idea is that if you prevent it, you save inconvenience and money. And they want you to save inconvenience and money. The website is called carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas also now does not just individual cars, but fleet. So if you have a company with a group of cars, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlen, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more, they work on all of those. Two locations, the classic one on Davis Highway and the new location on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. 8:27 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this chilly, crisp, near freezing morning in January in Florida. How dare they?
Yes.
Go on, sir.
Absolutely. President Biden's in California today. He's announcing a new national monument. This will be just south of Joshua Tree National Park. He's signing a proclamation establishing a Chuckwalla National Monument. It would also ban drilling, mining, and other energy and industrial activity in that area.
Oh, which, by the way, you saw his like 11:49 p.m. Ban of future drilling on federal lands yesterday all along the East Coast, Gulf Coast, and the West Coast. Trump says he's going to challenge it. Doesn't stop current drilling, but is supposed to thwart future. We'll see what happens in court.
Now, I thought I heard on the Fox report that it wasn't in the Gulf Coast.
It says Eastern Gulf Coast. I was looking for maps. They said there'd be maps available on the White House site, and I didn't see them yet, so I don't know the details of where exactly. I'm fine with banning drilling and more exploration in the, like the test range in the Gulf. I mean, that doesn't bother me at all. But, you know, East Coast, West Coast, whatever. By the way, just as a total side note, you ever go over to Alabama and notice all the oil rigs right off the coast?
Yeah.
I love that we have like natural beauty in Florida that you can't see the oil rigs. I mean, that's great.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, you were saying, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
That is all right. Court proceedings for Luigi Mangione are being pushed into the middle of next month. It gives both sides an extra 30 days to prepare for the pre-trial proceedings and the trial itself. And there's an investigation underway after a kind of a bizarre incident in Fort Lauderdale. Two bodies were discovered in the landing gear of a JetBlue plane overnight that discovery was made during a post-flight maintenance inspection.
So they got all the way to their post-flight and...
Right, and that's where they found it.
Wow. Yeah. And that's twice now in like within a couple of weeks,
right? Yeah, the last one was just, what, a week? Was it last week or the week before?
I'm assuming they died from, you know, lack of oxygen, hypoxia, cold maybe, exposure to conditions. What's the story? Like, why are people climbing into airplane wheel wells in airport security areas, right? There's just lots of questions, I would say, at this point. David, thank you so much for the update. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, President Biden, in more like 11:49 news before midnight, has shipped 11 Gitmo detainees off to Oman, including two former bodyguards for Osama bin Laden. How much damage can outgoing lame duck, who's really running the country, presidents do this late in the... I mean, this is amazing stuff, some of the things that he is doing at this late hour. Unbelievable.
Fox Police. I'm Therese Crowley. Getting out of Gitmo. The U.S. frees the 11 more terror prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to Oman in another parting move from President Biden to give the Yemeni men a new life. They were linked to Al-Qaeda, but never charged with war crimes. Just 15 prisoners remain. The Wall Street Journal reports the Biden team is talking with the Taliban about swapping an Osama bin Laden associate for three Americans held in Afghanistan. But with the current terror and ISIS resurgence and the attack in New Orleans, incoming Trump National Security Advisor Michael Waltz tells Fox.
This is exactly why we have to get President Trump's nominees in office now.
One of the first up for confirmation next week, Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. President Biden with more parting gifts, designating two national monuments in California to forever ban drilling and mining. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 32 degrees right at that freezing mark. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola today. An Escambia County man has been arrested for that fatal shooting on Tommy Street late last week. 19-year-old Taylan Darby Burnett is charged with second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and firing a weapon. Investigators say Burnett shot a 48-year-old victim at that property after an argument, then fled the scene. The victim was taken to the hospital and died. Burnett was located in Santa Rosa County and apparently had an altercation with deputies there when they tried to question him. He also faces charges in Santa Rosa County now of loitering and resisting arrest as a result of that. Burnett was transferred from Santa Rosa to Escambia County jails yesterday. He's currently being held with no bond. There was a big crowd last night at the Marcus Point Baptist Church, where Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons took the oath of office and gave the state of the agency. Simmons talked about how far the sheriff's office has come in recent years and said he's proud of work that they've done in their fight against drugs and fentanyl in the community. As for what's to come,
I think over the next 4 years, we're going to continue to push the technology envelope. We're going to make sure that we make the most use of that technology and in that intersection of manpower and technology. I think it's very important for citizens of Escambia County for us to stay abreast and stay on top of the crime trends and things moving forward.
Simmons also talked about the training pipeline for Escambia County deputies. He says Escambia County is one of only a handful of agencies in the state that are allowed to run their own training academy. He also talked about their new state-of-the-art training facilities, including their fitness center and firearms training facilities. Fort Pickens Campground at the Gulf Islands National Seashore is closed, and it'll remain closed, at least temporarily, due to the ongoing cold weather. The National Park Service closed the campground on Sunday. Other sections of the park are still open for day use. Park officials say they'll be assessing conditions before they reopen that facility. Senator Rick Scott says he'll be working tirelessly to finally deliver the change that the American people need and want. He outlined his legislative priorities yesterday for the upcoming 119th Congress. He says he'll refile many of his major pieces of legislation, including the Sunshine Protection Act, to permanently lock the clock and stop us from changing the clocks twice a year. Scott also wants to push a bill that would create term limits for members of Congress, and he wants to work with the Department of Government Efficiency to end the broken status quo and reckless spending in Washington. And, well, there's no better way to celebrate Mardi Gras season than with the most decadent dessert of all time, king cake. Today officially starts the start of Carnival and the sale of king cakes, one of the most anticipated Mardi Gras traditions. There's a long history of hiding trinkets inside of the cakes. The modern tradition of placing a plastic baby in the cake started in New Orleans. A commercial bakery called McKenzie's popularized the baby trinket that was baked into cakes back in the 1950s. They were originally made of porcelain, but later swapped out to a plastic version. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now. Even delays, not seeing any
They're going to slow your ride into your place of business today. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
A very cold start to your day with temperatures in the mid-40s for your afternoon high. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 27 degrees. For Wednesday, nice sunny skies with a high near 52. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 28 degrees. On Thursday, sunny skies, high near 51 and a low near 40 degrees. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and the... right now we've got 33 degrees in Pensacola, 33 in Gulf Breeze, and 31 in Milton. Your money now. The markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 184 points at 42,891. S&P up 18 points at 59,93.25. NASDAQ up 20 and a half points at 19,876.83. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.63% this morning. Gold prices up 25.70 at 26.73.20. Silver prices up 37 cents at 30.96. And looking into the crypto market, it's down today. Bitcoin's down just over 1,800 at 100,338.97. Ethereum, Solana, and Dogecoin all down as well today. Apple's planning to update its artificial intelligence after complaints about inaccurate news alerts on iPhones. The company said yesterday they'd be working to have their software clarify when notifications are AI-generated summaries. Concerns were raised last month by the BBC after a summary incorrectly told readers that alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione had shot himself. The largest tech conference in the U.S. is taking place this week in Las Vegas. CES, formerly the Consumer Electronics Show, has been a haven for cutting-edge tech since the first one back in 1967. This year's show runs through the 10th and will have the latest in tech gadgets from large and small companies around the world. And United Airlines is launching its first commercial flight with Starlink Wi-Fi this spring. It's accelerating its timeline for the new internet service, which is a subsidiary of Elon Musk's SpaceX. The satellite Wi-Fi will be free for members of Mileage Plus, United's frequent flyer program. It's 8:38. Our next news is at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. This is Your Money Now.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. You go to the store. You're checking out. It's a Target. It's a Walmart. It's the Publix. It doesn't matter where you go. You're checking out, and you're going to pay with credit card, as you know, 99% of all people do these days. Do people carry cash anymore? I don't know. I carry cash in case I'm stranded in the wilderness and I got to pay somebody in money, but otherwise never. And it offers you insert for chip, slide, or swipe. Or tap. Now, I assume if you have the ability, everybody taps, right? You wouldn't choose to slide when you can tap. You wouldn't choose to insert when you can tap. You want to tap. Tap is easy. But my question is, now, feel free to disagree with me on that. If you prefer to insert for the chip or to slide, I don't know what's wrong with you, whatever, but that's fine. Call me, 437-1620. Text me, let me know. When you tap, this is a very specific question. You ready, John? You ready, Meg? Do you physically touch the card to the device? Do you tap it? Do you hold it in place, or do you hover hold it above so there's like an air gap between them? This has been vexing me now for a couple of weeks, and I want to know what you think, because I think I'm the weirdo in this crowd. Again, today is when I think I'm going to be on my own on this. But Meg, go on.
Well, no, I just sometimes I worry about you.
Oh, good. It's healthy. Have no fear. This is the byproduct of a very overactive mind.
Yes, I see.
But okay, so you jumped in first. You took John's place in line. That's fine.
No, John. I defer to John.
No, ladies first.
No, yeah, see? Look at that. A little passive aggressive. All right, go ahead.
I know. I took it that way, but okay.
First of all, question number one, insert, slide, or tap?
I inserted for a long time. I just recently started tapping
because now
I trust it. I didn't trust it at first.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I just didn't seem to, like, I would do it, and then it wouldn't work, and so then I'd have to insert anyway. So now I've moved
to
tapping.
The completely incomprehensible security chip inside the card in the little plastic. You've trusted that.
Right.
But the air thing, no.
It just seemed weird.
Okay, all right,
but I gotcha. But now I'm doing it more, but I just do it, I just tap it once.
Okay, so you physically touch the card to the device.
Yes.
Boink, and therefore it's all good.
And if nothing happens, insert.
I see, that's your backup. All right, John?
Oh, I tap and hold.
Tap, you like hold it there, like do you bend the card in pressure or just kind of gently nestle it up against the surface of the machine?
Yeah, you just gently nestle it.
Just kind of hold it there until it beeps at you friendly and tells you it's time
right,
for you
see
to go
the
on
little
your way.
Green lights at top and I'm...
Okay, here's where I'm going to be weird. You ready? Sure. For the longest time and still to this day, I don't touch it to the screen. I hold it gently above, like parallel... Like it's a surface above a surface.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but it always seemed weird to me to physically touch it when you don't have to.
Huh.
And I have been asking people, because that's what I do, a little research. I'm the only one in the known universe that I know that does this. My wife's like, you do what now? My son, you wait, what? Are you, it says tap. Okay, so I don't tap. 437-1620, I hover. 437-1620.
Oh, there's so many things that could be said about that.
Yeah. Well, do it. Say it. That's the point of this. That's the point of this conversation. And I was trying to think, like, why is it like some? Maybe it's leftover COVID stuff. You know, where like don't make the surfaces contact each other or something. Because, you know, you got to figure like the surface of the machine is not the most sanitary thing in the world. So, but I don't know why.
But you're not touching it. You're touching it with the card.
The card.
I'm not touching the card then. That is in my pocket. It's
no,
in
that
my
nullifies
money clip
your excuse for hovering.
Plus, I press the buttons too, so it doesn't really matter. That can't possibly be the reason. 437-1620. All right, let's say somebody says I tap it, then tap harder, then I tap harder, and then I insert it if must be. Oh, by the way, you know, just on a side note, gas stations have now started having a thing where when you insert the card because they don't have tap, and it like a little metal piece comes up and grabs your card and holds it until it really. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That makes me so unhappy. Yeah, I can't get my card back. What happens? And then it's nothing has happened, but it always worries me. Okay, 437-1620. Let's see. I lost my the texting is not helping right now. I usually place the card onto the reader. Okay, so I tap it physically onto that. Somebody says, do you mean after I give them my email address, my phone number, my social security number, my ID?
Yeah.
No. You just give them fake stuff, though, right?
Why not?
I mean, it's like when all those hot girls are asking me for my phone number when I'm out all the time, I just give them fake numbers, right? That's what you do when they ask you for, like,
clearly,
you go,
I haven't had enough coffee yet.
We
oh
need
my
to
God.
Talk. We just need to talk.
Oh, my God. This thing just went right downhill.
John Pickens has got traffic on the phone.
Always.
Well, you got to, you know.
I can't follow that one.
Can't
up.
Have
I
them all calling
how.
Me all times a day, right?
It's so. Too cold
oh,
outside.
Oh, goodness. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, even Highway 90. Going from Pace to Pensacola or Pensacola to Pace is looking good. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
437-1620. The question of the day is, and can I tell you, we do the frivolous topic in part because I want to irk you.
Oh, like, so mission accomplished.
Because I know what's going to happen. Like, later you're going to stop by Walgreens on your way home, and then you're going to start to...
You're going to be thinking about
it. Oh, that guy! Dang it! Okay, so...
I know.
Somebody says...
It's true.
None of the above. I like to insert the card, okay? I don't like to insert because it malfunctions too often. I mean, insert's better than swipe.
You sure you're putting the right end
exactly.
in?
Exactly. That's what I was going to
yes,
say.
Yes, I'm sure I put the right end in. Thanks, Mom.
Ooh, I think I touched a nerve.
Uh-huh.
Well.
somebody says, I tap it with the phone, Apple Pay. Oh, all right. Yeah, okay. Technological elitist. Somebody says, I touch the reader until I hear the beep saying it's approved. Don't you also, it's funny how we're so Pavlovian. We can get used to how long it takes different places to read different things and what buttons you push to go through. And if it takes even a half a second too long, it's like, come on, what
and
are you
the
doing?
Person behind you is going, oh.
Yeah,
right.
Looking at me like I wrote a check or something. somebody says, I still slide it in, but when I tap lightly, kindly, gently. Somebody says, tap, touch, insert. When you have, do you have any Freudian thoughts? I don't. I don't think that way. I'm an adult. Somebody says, I tap, it's OCD. Somebody says, I hate going to Walmart because they don't have taps and you have to insert. No, that's true. It's weird to me that Walmart is like the only major retailer that doesn't have credit card tap. You have to either insert or slide. I hover and swirl. Oh, I hover and swirl too. I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
Hover and
swirl?
Jiggle it around a little bit. Yeah, just to make sure all the, you know, waves are caught properly in the safety net or, you know.
I just don't know what to say.
I am lost for words at this point.
I am
too. I didn't know that you swirled.
I don't always swirl.
Yeah,
sometimes
well,
a clockwise swirl, sometimes a counterclockwise
from
swirl.
From a Freudian perspective, that explains so much.
I didn't even steal Jerry Seinfeld's move. I get the card close and watch for the four lights, but it doesn't bother me for the card to touch the screen. The ATMs also grab the card. Oh, see, I haven't used an ATM in so long. My wife just gives me money when we go on a trip.
She's so nice.
She's
your
the
allowance.
Caretaker of the money. I even...
Thank God.
Somebody says, I also hover above toilet seats out of town.
Oh.
Oh, no, we're not going there.
According to my tech head friends, tapping is the most secure. Let's see. let's see. That's it. That's all we got. There you go. See? Now it's going to irritate you all. You guys said you had great lines. You don't have a great line? You don't want to say
I'm
it?
Still going with the clockwise, counterclockwise.
And sometimes you just hold it steady.
I'm just thinking about swirling.
Yeah, that's. I was just trying to.
Just trying to get my mind around that.
You know, wait. We got Senior Bowl tickets to give away.
Oh.
Yeah. John, you have one job, and that's your job. Here you
it's
go.
It's almost like
so
he's
don't
quoting
start pointing
me to
me.
Boys, be nice to each other. Come on. It's early.
We have a lot of time together, if you haven't noticed.
So, February 1st in Mobile, yo, that's what the copy says, in Mobile, yo, that's Bobby, that's funny. We have senior tickets to give away, so you can go watch some great football. But you've been, John, right?
Oh, yes, and I'm going this year.
You're going this year. It's a good time.
So much
I have
fun.
Not been.
I've been. So much
have
fun.
Have you?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, okay. So, I have two tickets. First caller. Call fast. 437-1620. Swirl, tap, hover, whatever you want to do, but call. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Talking to Kamala Harris? Just kidding. Okay, I did not see this, but somebody, a friend, told me about this, and I watched it, and it did make me laugh a lot. And remember, we've had a little bit of fun with gaffes today. I think you should. I have to always be careful about making too much fun of people who make gaffes, because sometimes people make gaffes, and I make gaffes as a talk show host. I'm on the air for 4 hours a day, and I have noticed that typically, I don't know if it's God likes a sense of humor or whatever, but likes, not lacks. Definitely likes. When I make fun of people for their verbal miscues, it seems like I always make one immediately thereafter. So Kamala Harris, this is not yesterday. This is a couple days ago. This is not the one. I'm just getting you set up, okay? She's telling everybody that we're going to do the pledge.
Please join me in pledging allegiance to our flag.
And, of course, she's going to do it perfectly.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
And people make mistakes all the time. It doesn't mean she doesn't know the pledge. Give her a break. This one, however, this is funny. This is Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats, the minority leader in the House, giving a speech yesterday.
That the freedom of economic opportunity that made them wealthy should not apply to everyone else. Our message to that crowd is simple. Democrats will never abandon the long walk toward freedom. We will fight hard to defend the freedom of opportunity that makes the American dream possible. We will fight hard for the freedom to vote and to fight for a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Oh, he was fighting it after that. He was fighting it. It's like a sneeze. You're hoping to wait till your microphone's off that you could. But man, and the funny thing is, he said it right first.
Yeah,
he said it right first, and then
a long walk toward freedom. We will fight hard.
He got it right
to defend the freedom of opportunity that makes the American dream possible. We will fight hard for the freedom to vote.
Oh.
Fart hard for the freedom to vote. Who's with me? Who's with me? Red beans and rice for everybody. Who's with me?
We will fart hard. Fight
hard. I just, you know, where's Taggart in the circle of campers when you need him? Oh, my goodness. All right. John Pickens has got traffic. Did we get a winner, by the way, for our...
We sure did.
Okay, excellent. So did you have a first name for that winner?
Gail.
Gail. Well done, Gail. I appreciate that. It's always good to find winners. And we have more Senior Bowl tickets coming up for at other times. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110, even 98. The congestion is kind of just simplified itself now, so we're not seeing anything there. I'm trying to use big words like you, Andrew. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Which word was the big one? Yeah. The congestion, the simplified? Which one? Look.
I'm just trying to tell.
I have a master's degree in philosophy, and yet I love Blazing Saddles.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm out of here.
I say you've had enough.
We will fart hard.
Oh, no.
Come on. I mean, come on. Mike Wiggins is over here. Mike's in for Garden Line next, and he's listening to us laugh, and he's not hearing the sound clip. And then every time you put the headphones on, you don't hear the joke. So, it's, you know, all right, whatever. These are the things that happen. speaking of high class, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty, there's no way to get from here to there. If you're looking for a good realtor, probably won't make fart jokes. She's way too dignified for that, and in a good way. I mean, that is a compliment. But they sell like 175, 200 homes a year. It's a little more when times were a little easier to sell. It's been a little bit less, like 175 last couple of years. But you want somebody like that that's got experience, that can understand what the market is doing, that can answer your questions, that can even, and you know, I keep saying this just because I think it's such a head warper, but in the old days, if a buyer said, I want to buy your home, but your air conditioning unit is 9 years old, you need to replace it. You would have laughed. Your roof is 11 years old, you need to replace it. But these days with insurance in Florida, I mean, that's not a crazy thing to ask. Now, you might tell them no, or you might tell them we're going to cost share, but Christina knows what's normal, and her folks know what's normal. And so one of the problems is if you're, you know, you haven't transacted a house in 10 years and you're getting into the market now, it's like, oh my God, what are you talking about? Yeah, but that's how things, especially because insurers are fleeing this marketplace and asking all kinds of crazy things. We just had to reinsure our home and had to go through and do video of like all kinds of parts of it to prove to them that it didn't have, it's crazy out there. So my point is, you want realtors who are going to keep up on all that stuff, be able to tell you what's normal, what's not normal, hold your hand, and solve all the problems. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. What else do we have going? Oh, Governor DeSantis has now appointed the five people to the UWF board. And this story has gotten national attention. It's actually kind of interesting. It was on AP. It was on Reuters. It was all over the place because the push in Florida has been for conservative schools. Or some would say conservative. Some would say balance. I would say balance. It just depends how far you go. Obviously, with the revamping of the new school? Is that the one? I think that's the one that he revamped that as kind of a Hillsdale of the South is kind of the idea. But the five people here are all, I mean, ideologically conservative as far as anybody can tell. Paul Bailey. He's an attorney for Welton Law Firm, serves as an adjunct professor at Pensacola Christian College. Of course, PCC is very conservative. He's a registered instructor with the NRA, and he got his bachelor's degree in pre-law from PCC and his juris doctorate from Regent University. So he leans right. Gates Garcia is another one, Catholic University of America, Bush School of Business, Board of Visitors, and the recipient of the 2024 Richard and Jacqueline Lincoln Fellow for the Claremont Institute. And if you don't know the Claremont Institute, they're not quite as famous as Heritage Foundation, but the mission of Claremont Institute, just reading from their website, to restore the principles of the American founding to their rightful preeminent authority in our national life. Adam Kissel, visiting fellow on higher education reform for the Heritage Foundation, worked for the Department of Education, actually has quite a long CV, but Heritage Foundation ties. Scott Yenor, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say it, Washington Fellow at the Claremont Institute. His research focuses on feminism, sexual liberation, dismantling the rule of social justice in America's universities, Heritage Foundation ties. And Chris Young, who as far as I can tell is the only one on here who doesn't have sort of those obvious, big, right-leaning indicators. I don't have a problem with this as long as there's both sides represented. I want a university to have diversity. That's the idea. Not all to the left, not all to the right, not all in the middle, but some of all of that. And frankly, UWF has a lot of very left-leaning elements for a conservative area like this. If it brings balance, I'm for it.